Welcome to Talks from the Bible. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receive thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Luke 16:22-25. These two men lived and died, as is true of all people. Their situation in life was totally different, as one prospered with all the good things of earth, while the other lived in poverty. Now, on the eternal side, their life has changed. Jesus points us to the reality of heaven and hell. Life does not end at death. We are eternal beings who are destined for the eternal world. Things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Jesus spoke of the blessing and comfort of heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. Matthew 5:12. Jesus, following his resurrection, would return to heaven so that he might go to prepare a place for his disciples. John 14:1-3. The Apostle Paul spoke to the church at Colossae about the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Colossians 1:5. As the Hebrew Christians contemplated a forsaking of the faith, the writer reminded them that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance, Hebrews 10:34. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead has secured for all Christians a lively hope of an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter 1:3-4. However, the wicked are reserved for a very different eternal fate. When the great judgment scene is pictured for us by the Apostle John, we hear the verdict of the wicked, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, Revelation 20:15. As Jesus recounts the coming judgment with his disciples, he speaks with finality, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal, Matthew 25:46. Jesus declared to the hypocritical religious leaders of his day, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how shall ye escape the damnation of hell? Matthew 23:33. Christ, who came to save us from hell, spoke more of hell than any other biblical personality. Jesus warns us of hell, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9:44. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.